Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary Splon, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Over the course of the Advent and Christmas seasons, I have loved listening to my friends read their devotionals and God's Word to us. I will finish up our devotional guide today, and then tomorrow we will begin a new journey in Project 119. In years past, we covered an Old Testament reading, a New Testament reading, and something from the Psalms or the Proverbs. And we're going to go back to that rhythm for a little while. For the Old Testament reading, we'll be taking a truncated view at the guided tour of the Bible, which you can find in the Student Study Bible, the NIV version. The guided tour is about 180 different readings that will take us from Genesis to Revelation. So we'll do the Old Testament portion from there. And then the New Testament portion, we're just going to go through the Gospels again. We're going to read through the Gospel of Matthew. And then in the book of Proverbs, each day we will highlight a little snippet from the proverb that coordinates with the day of the month. So tomorrow it is January 12th. So we'll read a little snippet from Proverbs chapter 12. But before I get ahead of myself, let's finish out this devotional guide where we have been journeying through the Bible and looking through the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Saturday, January 11th, and I'm reading from Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through chapter 22 and verse 5 in the New International Version. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and the liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." One of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of seven last plagues, came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to the mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it is wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, and as wide and high as it is long. The angel measured the wall using human measurement, and it was 144 cubits thick. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Thank you for listening along as I read God's Word to you. The devotional is entitled, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Today at 4:59 p.m., the sun will set. Darkness will fall upon Birmingham, Alabama, and I will moan. Like many others, I struggle emotionally in this season where the light diminishes and the days are short. This physical phenomenon points to a spiritual reality. Our physical bodies are attracted to light, and there are healing properties associated with the sun's rays. Likewise, our spirits need the illuminating presence of Jesus Christ. We were made to walk with him daily. When the days are shorter, the weightiness of the darkness around us seeks to overwhelm us. This spiritual darkness or absence of light in our lives can look different for all of us, but it points to a void of God's guiding presence. Perhaps the darkness is someone's addiction or poverty or the abuses we see around us. Within us, the shadows show themselves in selfishness or inordinate focus on things that don't matter, and then seeking our will instead of God's will. While we await longer days and more sunlight, we look to Christ, the one in whom darkness is defeated. We read our Bibles because we believe he is our constant companion through Scripture and through his Spirit. We fight the darkness with his Word and with his presence as we fix our gaze on his face, the one in whom we find illumination as we walk by his light. And we long for the day when darkness is no more. This day of perfect light is described in Revelation 21 and 22. John describes the New Jerusalem as a place that will need no sun or moon because God and the Lamb will be our light. Our dwelling will be with God and we will see him face to face. Our physical surroundings will be restored to better than Eden. In this place, the divine light will radiate more than the hottest day in the sun. So, between this day and that day, our goal is to be sun seekers, S-O-N. May we see the importance of time spent soaking in Christ's rays. Let us turn our eyes upon Him, that He might shine His presence on us. He is the one in whom we see the face of God. Will you pray with me? Father, in this life we weep because of the darkness around us and within us. We are sorry for our contribution to the darkness and ask your forgiveness. Shine down your piercing presence upon the evil in this world. Illuminate our lives and our hearts, and protect us against the intruders of sin in our lives. We wait and hope for the glorious day when you return, when the sun and the moon are no more, and we find our light alone in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening along to this devotional guide, The Light Breaks In. We're reminded that Jesus is the true light, and He is the one that shines forth in our lives. And so we want to end the whole devotional Advent guide with this song, Shine, Jesus, Shine. The chorus goes like this: Shine, Jesus, shine, fill the land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.